Tune, Ed Sheeran, Camila Cabello, Cardi B, south of the border. Great it one. Is 20 to 9. Morning crew, Hughie and Nairn City's 104.1. Today FM, 28 degrees city, 29 in the west today, everybody. Showers around.
Well, maths, talk of the town, as it often is.
Mm. Yeah, it's all about picking your favourites and hoping they do well.
Or hoping they don't do well if you're keen yourself, which you aren't obviously married, but other people watching would hope.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of sliding into DMs, just randoms, thinking I'm a chance. But
FYI, Channel 9 controls their DMs for the duration of the show.
Is that true?
Yes, so they have to pass over. So if you know any of them, they'll say to you, don't DM me anymore because I've now been passed over to Channel 9.
We need to hear if that's true from one of the stars or the star, Ed. You're
Can I play the bit,
star.
Please? Can I play the bit? Yes, because please. When I'm watching the other night and I see Booker Nile from Perth, and this is her intro.
My life for the last 4 years has been travelling the world 9 out of 12 months of the year playing in a metal band. And it's one of the best feelings in the world. The
first time I played in an actual metal band. She's in a band called Make Them Suffer. She plays keyboards.
That is huge. Awesome.
Do you want to hear some of their stuff?
Yes.
That's not them. That's not them, mate. That's not a metal band. Even me, who's a fool, knows that that's not them.
Sorry, that was BTS doing Fix You from Coldplay. Hughie, your thoughts on BTS?
I love BTS, and this is it. We are.
Let's hear some of their band.
Yeah, let's go.
More like it. Love it.
Love it.
I can hear that keyboard. It dominates.
Yeah, too much keyboard for mine. Hi, Booker.
So I'm just like laughing here listening to this. It sounds great.
Hi,
how
Booker.
Are you going, guys?
Good on you, Booker.
But can I, before we get to the ins and outs of your marriage to Brett, the Sparky, 4 years traveling the world in a metal band. I mean, there's men must be throwing themselves at you every single night.
Thank you.
Is that true?
I mean, when you're touring with, because our tour packages are usually, you know, 3 to 4 bands, and we all sort of tour, not together, but we're all going to the same venues or, every single day, you know, however we choose to get there. We just travel separately, but otherwise we're seeing each other every day. So it's usually me and like 30 to 40.
That's what I mean.
So it's like the Olympics.
And metal has predominantly, you know, lots of male fans. I can't believe you're single.
Are they, not into metal heads? Is that why you never hooked up long term with one of them?
Well, look, the thing is when I'm travelling, you know, say overseas, I don't even look at that as really being a prospect. If I'm touring with guys who, you know, live in America or Europe, stuff like that, it's like, well, I'm not going to go and break my own heart here by opening myself up to a relationship with someone who lives on the other side of the world. Plus also, you know, as the only girl who's sort of touring with all these guys, I want to be able to be treated and sort of seen as just an equal.
Absolutely.
You know, you don't want to be going on every tour and just like having romance.
No, that's smart. What an intelligent person.
I hear you. I hear you.
Well done, Booker. But what about, can I ask about Brett?
Yeah.
Because
he's been described on this show as being the human embodiment of wilted spinach.
A human embodiment of wilted spinach.
And Booker,
such is the lack of his.
You've seen Popeye?
I love wilted spinach.
What does Popeye eat? Spinach. And look at his muscles. They're popping out of his sailor shorts.
Exactly.
So,
his arms as well.
Now, is he still rocking the mo?
I mean, yeah, he's definitely still rocking. I don't even know what his face would look like without the Mo. My God.
Yeah, the Mo's great. Now, I love the fact, and this is, I'm going to be deadly serious for a second.
I wish you would for once.
That his dream is to open a treatment center.
For what? I'm just having fast.
What type of treatment center does he want to open, Booker?
He wants to open a treatment center, like a drug and alcohol rehabilitation center for people who are recovering from substance abuse.
Dream. You need a premises. Now, Booker. He's
really
too dull for you.
Too dull for me?
Yes.
What do you mean?
He's got a lovely heart and his heart's in the right place, but my thesis
he's met Gordon Ramsay.
No, I'll take it back. He's met Gordon Ramsay. No, sorry.
Did he talk about Gordon Ramsay?
I stand corrected. And I'd love to speak
Booker
at your wedding.
Why don't we ask Booker what she thinks of Brett? What? I mean, just for something different. Let's ask her. Hey, Booker, what do you reckon about Brett?
Well, I mean, my expert opinion, which is good, I really believe I'm quite confident.
You're the one, absolutely.
Brett's actually got a lot going on. I mean, you heard he's an onion, who's well, a funny onion. A stinky onion, he's
a stinky onion. Oh. For people who didn't know, for people who don't know what that is referenced to,
what,
how is he a stinky
layers.
Onion?
Exact story, guys.
Yeah, what's yeah, the onion think, reference?
Is that layers?
So he was saying he's funny, and he's got layers.
Yeah, right. So he's got to tell you he's funny though. That's a lie.
Yeah, but onions make you cry.
Onions do make you cry, don't they? Actually,
if you cut them in half,
yeah.
Yeah, they definitely always make me as well. A little weep if I try to cook, but
slices.
I don't try to cook very often.
There you go. Well, I don't know, Booker.
So anyway,
Booker, I want the best for you.
I
don't know, Booker. It feels like you're hitting a tennis ball into mud. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's just nothing,
the
coming,
same
there's
age.
Nothing coming back
they're
over
the same, they were born. Who's older, you or him?
No, they had. They
Booker,
went,
who's older? I need to find out who's older. Do you know?
He's a year older than me.
Oh, there you go.
But you guys both talk a lot. You had a great night in bed that first night.
Ooh, that
did they?
Saucy.
No, I don't know what they did, but I think they just talked. You talked all night, didn't you?
Yeah, it was very, I was like, well, this is very
weird with all
wholesome.
The cameras there and stuff.
So, wholesome, mate.
How many producers do you have in the bedroom with you when you're filming that?
Four.
No, how many?
You'll just have... Just the one producer.
There's a sound guy, though, isn't there? There's a sound person.
Wearing mics. Oh, there's a sound guy as well.
Yeah, and a cameraman. Probably two angles you'd need, front, back.
No, just the one. Just the one usually for
okay.
Sessions.
Do they have to wear masks or?
Yeah,
would have.
They do wear masks. Of course, COVID safe.
Are you enjoying your newfound celebrity status?
I mean, I don't know. I don't really feel like much is... Change.
Yeah, you were
early,
well,
early
though. You were used to the spotlight because she was already in a band, mate.
Yeah, but there's a different level of fame
mate.
Between
a, it's a different type of fame.
I know, and I know that the death metal fame is realer, but this fame is more prevalent. As in, when she goes to the service stations, there will be the person behind the counter will look up and go, "My God, is it really?" Have you had that big moment where someone's gone, "Oh my God," in the street? Has that happened?
No, I mean because we're only. I mean, I've been out to. I mean, I've been to Coles, I guess, as far as being just like a public place.
Did anyone in Coles recognise you?
I don't know.
What's the point then?
I just, what is the point if you can't go grocery shopping
Defined
and get that?
Yeah. All right.
Well. I didn't notice if anyone did, but.
Nah, they
would have.
They
were
too scared. People would go anywhere near you. Good on you, Booker. So, I'm rooting for you. He's like jelly that hasn't been in the fridge long enough.
God.
Mate, just because
he's not traditional masculinity doesn't mean that he's not
mate,
good
he
enough
volunteers
for her.
With the Salvation Army.
And he wants to help the homeless and those.
When did you ever do anything
exactly.
that was good?
When have you helped anyone?
7:30 tonight on 9, Married at First Sight. Booker, thanks for joining us. She's the Ed now.
We're on your